Dr. Ganji, G-A-N-J-E. I dictating an outpatient consult. Patient's name is Mark Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R. First name M-A-R-K. Date of birth is 08-10-1974. Date of evaluation is 10-14-2013. Referring physician is Dr. Stacy Oshry, O-S-H-R-Y. New paragraph, the patient is a 39Y/O gentleman who presents with the chief complaint of chronic neck discomfort with radiation down the LUE of approximately 1 month duration period. He also has numbness and paresthesia predominantly in the middle and index fingers period. His right side is asymptomatic period. He's right hand dominant period. He admits to nocturnal discomfort and awakening period. Voltaren has not been helpful period. He has had an MRI of the cervical spine which shows a disc herniation at C6-C7, which is more right-sided, period. No evidence of myelopathy was seen, period. New paragraph, past medical history is reportedly unremarkable, period. New paragraph. He has no known drug allergies, period. New paragraph. Social history, he works full-time as a network engineer, period. He does not use tobacco and drinks alcohol in moderation, period. New paragraph. Family history was reviewed and is non-contributory, period. New paragraph. The review of systems is as above, period. He has had no bowel or bladder dysfunction, comma, CP, comma, SOB, comma, cough, comma, headaches, comma, visual or auditory disturbances, comma, symptoms of depression or anxiety, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, significant recent change in weight or appetite, period. New paragraph. On physical exam, affects were appropriate, period. Gait analysis was unremarkable, period. DTR apostrophe S were hypoactive and symmetrical, period. Long track signs were negative bilaterally, period. Cervical ROM was limited, secondary to pain and guarding, period. Sperling's maneuver was positive on the left and negative on the right, period. Adson's maneuvers were negative bilaterally, period. No gross motor weakness or focal muscle atrophy was present except for minimal weakness of left elbow extension, period. Distal pulses were full, period. No edema or clinical evidence of vasomotor instability was present, period. Tenderness was detected over the paracervical musculature, period. New paragraph. Impression. Subacute paracervical soft tissue strain with discogenic left C7 radiculopathy. New paragraph, comments on recommendations. Number one, I have discussed my impression and recommendations with the patient at length, period. Different treatment options, including conservative care versus surgical option, were discussed with him at length, period. He wishes to try conservative care, period, in light of the fact that he does not have significant muscle weakness, comma, it is reasonable to try conservative treatment for now, period. I have instructed the patient to test his tricep strength on a daily basis, and in case any weakness starts to happen, comma, he will contact me for further recommendations, which will include the surgical option, period. New paragraph. I personally instructed the patient to start a home rehab program, including a home traction device at approximately 15 to 20 pounds. Minutes three times a day, period. I also instructed him to start gentle GENTLE, isometric strengthening of the cervical supporting muscles, period. Issues regarding ergonomics and the concept of relative rest was discussed at length and emphasized. Next number, for restoration of uninterrupted nightly sleep, I have recommended 25 milligrams of Benadryl in addition to Voltaren, period. In case this combination does not work, I prescribed him Ultrasat 2-POQHSPRN. Next number, I plan to keep in touch with the patient by telephone over the next few weeks regarding his symptomatology or any questions that he might have about the home rehab plan. Follow up in 4 weeks or PRN end of dictation. Thank you.